I'm going back, back to Cali. Kevin Durant.
For three, Kevin Durant, his third three-pointer already. 3 for 3 from downtown. The lead is 6. Ibaka trying to stay with Durant. Knocks it away, and Durant slipping. Durant goes down holding his leg, and Durant grabbing that right leg. It's the right calf that put him out. His teammates going over to check on him.
Leonard right side stops. Keith VanVleet. VanVleet, one dribble, get the corner. Lowry is blocked by Draymond. The game's over. The game's over. The Warriors have won. 106-105. Keep the lights on it, Oracle. Dust those seats off. That old barn's got one more dance.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, Dave, obviously a pre-written ending to the game.
No, I don't think so. Please. It wasn't bad.
Keep the lights on, dust off the seats. That old barn's got one more dance. I guarantee you thought about that on the way in.
I thought about it, but that doesn't mean it was like written down.
NBA Finals go to Game 6 at least, and we've called in our NBA expert, Connor Gibbs, on his last day for school. What grade are you going to be in next year?
6th grade.
So it's your last day of 5th grade?
Yes.
That makes him a rising 6th grader.
Yeah?
The term now.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Does that bum you out that you're leaving 5th grade?
Well, 5th grade was really fun, and we had some really fun field trips, but like a lot of it was just like preparation for middle school.
Right.
So I guess I'm like prepared now.
And
I'm
so you're changing schools?
No, I'm going in the same school. They just have like a middle school program. They have like lockers, and you switch classrooms.
Different section?
Yeah. It's like... It's on the top floor, and then the...
So it's like a different school, even if it's in the same building, right?
You sometimes see each other, but like, yeah.
Well, you know what they say, never go back to fifth grade. What? Nobody says that. Dave, where'd that come from?
I want to go back to fifth grade.
Yeah, be okay. What was the best field trip you took?
We went on like this 3-day sleepaway camp thing with our grade. And we did, like, team building exercises and stuff.
What, they took you all and dumped you in the woods or something? What did they do to you?
Yeah, it was like in Oregon. No, it was, like, Lorado in Oregon or something. And we just, like, did team building stuff.
Was it Oregon, Illinois, or they actually sent you to Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon, Illinois.
Okay.
Do they have, like, where you stand and you have to fall backwards and your teammates have to catch you?
Did you do any trust falls?
No.
That'd be a bad idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, guys Connor's age, they're like guys our age. They think it'd be funny if you weren't standing there.
That's true.
Right? Then suddenly
just
you're on
like
the ground.
Just like you did in that meeting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What do you think of this Fred VanVleet? Yeah, that dude's from Rockford.
Oh.
The Toronto Raptors guy?
Yeah.
He had a shot to win the game last night. You know, I think it was partially blocked, but, you know, he's pretty good. Kind of local.
Yeah.
You want the Raptors or the Warriors?
I want the Raptors in Game 6 because... Game 7 is on Sunday, and I'm going to be going to sleepaway camp on Sunday, and I won't be able to watch the game.
So no access to technology at sleepaway camp.
So I hope that the Raptors win Game 6.
Okay, but that seems like, can you imagine the drama if there's Game 7?
Well, he's not going to know. He's going to be at sleepaway camp.
Okay, but...
It seems like an experience.
We should
any
all
of the
be
drama.
Deprived of Game 7 because Connor's going to sleepaway game.
Yes and yes, yes. I want Connor to be happy about this, so I've changed my opinion completely. I'm going to call Steve Kerr today and go, look, I can't help you. I'm on Connor's team.
Okay.
Actually,
I wouldn't call him today.
Not probably.
And
not
tell
today.
Him that. No.
Probably not today. The Raptors are really good.
Yeah, they are.
And I didn't know they were that good.
Yeah, they had momentum, but like. Now that the Warriors won, they have a lot of momentum, so I think it would be hard to get that momentum back and win Game 6.
How good would the Bulls be with Kawhi Leonard?
I think, they'd be a different team.
You know, you play in Toronto, generally speaking, you don't get the same sort of attention, right? Even if you're one of the best teams in the league, and clearly they are. And everybody talked about Leonard, but a lot of these guys on this team nobody even knew until now. Now they're getting some attention. Though I have to say, the fans booing... When Kevin Durant busted up his leg, wasn't a great move.
No.
You wouldn't put up with that in fifth grade or sixth grade, would you?
No.
You know who your teacher's going to be next year, your main teacher?
No, I don't. There's like 2 homeroom teachers, and I don't know mine yet.
So you have to switch classes like all day long?
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that in sixth grade. Did you do that in sixth grade?
No, seventh grade.
In the one-room schoolhouse you went to?
No, we had to go out and get the coal. You know, I had lunchtime to put back in the stove.
We did it, and we had a small Catholic school, and we switched for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
We didn't start. I guess we started switching in 7th grade, because junior high for us was 7th and 8th grade.
Wakes you up a little bit when you have to switch classes.
Scary
good
stuff.
Thing, right, Connor? Yeah. Walk around. Yeah.
Yeah, but you probably have lots of friends, right? You can hang out with, get in trouble with. Oh, I'm sorry, your dad's here. Pay attention to your class with. You know, that whole thing. All right, hold on. More breakdown of the NBA Finals with the great Connor Gibbs in just a second.
I got a basketball joke. I got a basketball joke. Ooh, baby.
Connor Gibbs is here. Today's your birthday?
Sunday was.
But you're having a party today.
Yeah, I'm having my party.
So it's this afternoon?
Yes, because today's the last day of school.
So you get like a half day situation?
Yeah, it's a half day.
So you got a lot of people that. A lot of people hanging out with you for your birthday?
Yeah, a few people.
Yeah, what are you going to do for fun?
We're going out to like a country club, and then we'll come back and go to like this arcade, and then we'll drop them off.
You know about this game truck thing that the kids your age are doing now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you been to one of those parties?
I have. It was like a school Halloween party, and they ordered like a game truck. So
here's what I don't understand about the game truck. You're all sitting there playing games. You're not paying attention to each other. Or if you're not playing, are you hanging out with your buddies and cheering them on?
I mean, usually you're like trash talking.
Of course.
You seem way too nice to trash talk, my friend. Well, happy birthday.
I think you missed it. He said he's going to a country club for his birthday party.
Yeah, well, it's nearby.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, living a dream.
We Connor never Gibbs. Left the house for our birthday party.
Well, you had awesome, you Connor. Had 48 kids in your family.
I know,
yeah, you, family could barely afford to have a
that's
birthday
really
for you.
Cool. Are you having like a big buffet and everything?
Yeah, what are you eating for your party?
Yeah.
Well, like hot dogs, pizza, the stuff that all 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds eat, man, it's mandatory.
Probably. Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
I really like steak.
You like steak?
Well, he can get that at the country club.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got a particular cut you like? You like a T-bone? Maybe a filet?
Yeah.
But not the petite filet, the real man's filet. Give me the big one. Dave, basketball question?
Yes, if you
Connor
don't mind.
And I are covering
yes, that's
the important
why Connor's
stuff.
Here and he wants to talk basketball. All right, the draft is next week, Connor. Last time you were here, we didn't know if the Bulls would have the number one pick because the lottery hadn't been held. But now we know they're drafting seventh again this year. So
that's a good question, Dave. That's a good question you brought up there.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, uh-huh. So who are you going to take, Connor, with that seventh pick?
I actually read about this. There's someone that is like no one's really paying attention to. Manute Bol's son, Bol Bol.
Mm-hmm. His name's Bol Bol?
Yeah.
For real?
He has the same first name and last name.
You know, I met Manute Bol and I was on the court with him at one point. He was like a tree with feet. Dude was huge. Anyway, why is Bol Bol good?
Yeah, so basically, like, he's only, like, 7'2".
Yeah, he's only 7'2".
Well, Manute was, like, 7'9", 7'8", 7'9". It was crazy.
Yeah, but so he has, like, a really long wingspan. He's strong. He can get rebounds. And most importantly, he's actually a good three-point shooter.
Yeah, see, his dad couldn't shoot at all. His dad was just a shot blocker. And he wasn't very nice, by the way, but that's a whole other story. So, Bol Bol. You know about Bol Bol?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Bol Bol or Bol Bol?
Bol Bol.
Bol squared.
Bol, yeah,
B-O-L, B-O-L?
Bol times two.
Bol Bol.
Yeah.
Kind of a name is Bol Bol. Be like if my name was Steve Steve. And you were Dave Dave.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. That'd
be Mary Mary, quite contrary.
Yeah, that Mary Mary makes sense.
Yeah.
So Bol Bol's good. Where'd he go to school?
Oregon. And in the NCAA, he only played 8 games, but he had like a 52% field goal, 3-point.
3-point? He's shooting 52%?
Yeah.
Let's get him now.
Games, but.
That was a quack for the Ducks.
Yeah, well done. I like your idea. If it's not Bol Bol, who's it going to be?
There's like this, so they probably need like a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they could stay with Wendell Carter.
Wendell?
Give him another season.
Yeah, okay.
But if they can't take Bol Bol, probably a point guard, and a lot of people are saying Kobe White.
Kobe White from North Carolina.
Kobe. Just Kobe. For the sake of the name, Bol Bol would be fun to have around.
You would just enjoy, just for you,
yeah.
Steve, you would have a great time.
You can get the entire name on the back of the jersey.
There you go.
Bol
All
Bol.
Right, so let's assume Kevin Durant now is not going to be on the free agent market, sadly, because of this injury. So.
Who are we going to get?
Let's say you've got your wallet, you got all this money to spend, you can go out and get any free agent out there.
Who are we going to get?
So in the draft, I'd take Bol Bol, and then I need a point guard, and I would take Kemba Walker.
You going to get him away from Charlotte? Yeah. They may not be able to give him that max contract.
Yeah, I think he'll go to a different team, definitely.
These NBA guys are making so much money.
Yeah. What's
a max deal, like $35 million?
Well, his deal, he gets the super max deal, which is like...
Lord, it's like a video game you and your friends play. Yeah. Connor, happy birthday, pal. Have a great birthday today. Thank you for the help. We'll, of course, need you again and again and again, but we'll continue to pay you what we pay you every time you come in, so that's exciting.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Connor. He gets the Supermax deal.
Yeah, you got the
birthday.
Steve Cochran Supermax deal. But happy birthday, buddy. Have fun today.
Have a steak.
Yeah. A steak.